Iraq is at least a full year from having its own constitution. That's a working estimate floated by the U.S.-led occupying force, and it could take longer. This month, the Governing Council of Iraq named a 25-member committee that will decide how to choose the people who will ultimately draft that document. In effect, the committee of 25 will then make way for Iraq's new founding fathers and possibly founding mothers as well. A constitution represents more than the aspirations of a sovereign people writ large. Its pages spell out how a nation works, who's in charge, how they come to power, how laws are made, and what laws rule the lawgivers. The organization of government and more mundane things like property and the regulation of finance are also part of constitutional government. Kanan Makia is on the committee that will decide how Iraq will take the next step. Mr. Makia teaches Middle East Studies at Brandeis University, and he joins us from Cambridge. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Linda.
What kinds of people do you think are best suited to write this constitution? Should they be lawyers or judges?
Well, there are several criteria. First of all, the body of people who meet in the fall have to be representative of all the different regions of the country. One thing we know, we have a clear sense of at least, that this constitution is going to represent a really fundamental break with the structure of the Iraqi state throughout the 20th century. This is going to be a far more decentralized state. It is very likely that federalism will be the operative order of the day. Regions will have a lot of local autonomy, something that's never happened in Iraq before. One of the ideas being floated at the moment is that there be local bodies in the different regions which would choose delegates to come to the convention.
So it would fall a little bit short of an actual election in which all the people participate.
Yes.
It would be representative from the start.
In my personal opinion, elections are not the right way to go at the moment. The country is not ready for elections yet. The body politic is still ill-formed and ill-shaped, and it's not at all clear what significance, what meaning an election would have if it were taken in Iraq at the current moment in time. Mm.
So you would, as you say, want to represent all currents in Iraqi society, and I take that to mean that would include things like ethnic groups, professional or political groups.
That's right.
What about women?
Crucial and absolutely fundamental part of the process must be involving women, as many of them as is possible. That would be certainly one of my personal key objectives.
One of the things that I think in this country we count as a bulwark of our government is that church and state are separated. Religious leaders are calling for this constitutional convention, and one gets the impression that they're taking a very great interest in how it comes out. What is their influence likely to be?
Their influence is likely to be significant. Almost all the religious leaders are very keen on elections, and one of the reasons is they recognize that there is going to be a degree of separation of religion from the state, and if that is going to be the case, then I think some of them think that it's very important that this result be blessed by some form of elections that take place in the formation of the Constitutional Convention. That at least is the core of their argument. And this is going to be probably one of the most fundamental discussions that will take place inside the drafting committee.
And the drafting committee will have among its members, presumably, some of the leading clerics in Iraq.
No, there's no reason to think that they would be members of the drafting committee. They would bless certain people who have, let us say, the professional skills to do that, but I don't think they themselves would personally be part of the drafting commission.
I wonder if you have any notion what form it might take, or any ideas or suggestions or hopes.
About how long the process will take?
No, about how the religious question would be resolved.
Well, I have my own ideas, but one of the important things about this process of writing the Constitution is to think of it very much as a process that we have to compromise. We have to press for what we think, but somehow at the end of the day, the strength of it is going to come from the kind of ratification vote that will take place at the end, and the larger that vote is, the better, of course, the chances of implementing it. The whole point is to begin constitutional politics in Iraq.
What do you think it's going to mean for the people of Iraq to have a document like this?
It's such a big thing, Linda. Words fail me even as I just think of the scope of it. You see, if I look back at the modern history of Iraq, I can root all our problems in the gradual erosion of any sense of the rule of law. Nothing can hold if you do not know who you are. And this constitution is above all about who we are.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Kanan Makia teaches Middle Eastern Studies at Brandeis University. He joined us from Cambridge. He is the author of the book Republic of Fear: The Politics of Modern Iraq.